If you will, please turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. This morning, we are actually concluding the series on the names of God. If I don't get too long-winded, or if I don't have to continue on, this will be the final message for the names of God series that we've started. I've preached 15 sermons and 13 names. Of course, the first sermon we preached was on respecting the names of God, and I pray that as we've went through this series, that not only are we more in awe of who God is and the names of God, but that we respect Him even more than what we had before and reverence His name, and only would use His name when describing who He is and the glory that He deserves. So that was the first sermon that I preached on, that is honoring the name of God. And then we started looking at the different names of God. And again, we did 15 sermons with 13 names. One name we had to have two sermons on, that was Jehovah Shema. Now, I don't know if you keep track of things like this, but how long do you think it's been since we've been doing this? Doesn't seem like it's been very long. In fact, to me, it doesn't seem like it's been very long. But the first message I preached on respecting God's name was in August of 2024. 8-4 of 24. The first name I preached on was Elohim, the royal we, and it was on October the 6th. It's 2 months later. And then Adonai, shortly after, 2 weeks later. And then we had November, December, and January. And then in February, I preached on El Shaddai, God Almighty, and Yahweh. And then our pastor announced his retirement, which he did that a little earlier. And I didn't preach again on the names of God until after Brother Kenny had retired. And on July the 20th, I preached Jehovah Jireh. And from then on, we've been preaching it every Sunday morning. So, almost every Sunday morning. So, we preached 9 messages since the first one in July. And this is the final message this morning on the names of God. I hope you've enjoyed the series. And I pray that the Lord will bless you with the message this morning as we conclude the series by looking at the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1. And I want to call your attention to verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Let us pray. Father, we are thankful to be in your house this morning. We are thankful for each and every one that has gathered here and has chosen that they want to be in your house, singing songs to your name, worshiping you and hearing from your word. And I pray, Lord, a special blessing for each one that is here this morning. I pray, Lord, that you bless us as we spend our time together looking at your name. And Lord, this morning, as we look at the name above all names, the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you would just give us a special sense of awe and wonderment, Lord, and amazement of who you are and what you've done for us. I pray, Lord, if anyone doesn't know the name of Jesus and have called upon him for Savior, that this very day, this very hour, you would open their eyes and that they would be saved. Pray for the many, many prayer requests that we have, Lord. We have many that we love and have been praying for a long time, Lord, whose names are on our list. We think of those that have cancer. We think of those that can't be with us, Lord, who would love to be here, Lord, but they just can't. They're at age and they can't be here. We pray, Lord, for Kayla, Lord. We just ask that you be with her. bless her, and we pray that you would bring her back among us. Lord, we are praying for Sister Linda and her family as they've lost her aunt, Lord, and we just pray that you be with them, the entire family. Give them peace and give them comfort at this time. Pray for Sister Tina, Lord, as she's going into surgery on Tuesday, that you would be with her, be with the doctors, and Lord, allow the surgery to be successful, that she would even be able to have her next surgery as well, Lord. Lord, we pray for this unspoken request that was given last week, Lord, and we just ask that you continue to bless in that situation. We pray, Lord, that you would work mightily, whatever that may be. I pray for Sister Karen and Brother Jerry, Lord, that you would be with Karen. Lift her up, help her, Lord. Let her know her church loves her and that you providing and taking care of her. Lord, we pray for this young man, Justin Callie, and that he's been diagnosed with cancer, Lord. We know that you can do all things and that you can heal. And we pray for Calvin Ray Evans, Lord, that you would be with him, that you would heal this infection, Lord. And we just pray for him. Pray for our church, Lord, that you would allow us to grow spiritually, grow in unity, grow in love with one another, and grow in number, if it be your will. Pray that you be with me, Lord. Help me to lead. Help me to prepare. Help me to share your word. Help me to be there. Help me to do the things you would have me to do. I pray, Lord, that you would bless this church. Watch over her. Protect her. And Lord, I pray that you would help us this morning to worship you. It's in Jesus' precious name that we pray these things. Amen. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The last name of the names of God in this series is we are going to look at the name of Jesus. And this may actually spawn the start of a new series. I don't know that it'll start next week. But we can continue right along and look at the different names of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I will tell you that would be a much longer series than what we've looked at with the names of God so far. But we will at some point probably dive in and look at the different names of Christ. But when looking at this name, and it's pronounced here in this gospel, and I love this verse. Giving comfort to Mary, letting Mary know this is what will happen, that letting Joseph know that this is what will happen, is that Mary will bring forth a son, and she will call his name Jesus. It was not optional what his name would be. His name was ordained by God. His name was determined. And it wasn't a choice that Mary had in the matter. His name would be called Jesus. And there's a specific reason his name would be called Jesus. Because he shall save his people from their sins. Now, by the name of Jesus, we reveal the person of Jesus. The name Jesus actually means Jehovah saves. It's Yahweh saves, this Yahweh's salvation. And there is no greater name than the name of Jesus, because he truly is Yahweh's salvation. He is the one that provides salvation for his people. Of course, these are different names of God, but in Isaiah chapter 7 it says, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be Emmanuel," which is God with us. Jesus is God, and he dwelt upon this earth. The Word was made flesh among us. Colossians 2 says, "For in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily," which means in his body dwelt the fullness of all the Godhead. Jesus is Jehovah saves. And he is God. In his very name, it represents that he is God. There's a lot of people that dispute the fact that Jesus ever even claimed to be God. Folks, there is no way, shape, or form that it is so clear in the scriptures that Jesus is God, but also that he claimed to be God as well. And so we see his name, Jesus, Yahweh saves. But we also see the purpose of his name in this verse. What's it say? He shall save his people from their sins. Jesus had a mission on this earth. And he came here not to be a politician. He came here not to socially reform the nation. He came here not to be just a prophet, not to show what it looks like to be a good man, not to show what a good teacher is, not to show what a good human being is, not to show what a good role model is. All these things Jesus accomplished, but that was not his purpose. His purpose was he came to lay down his life to save his people from their sins. That's the mission. That's what he came for. The Gospel of Luke chapter 19 says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. It's what 1 Timothy chapter 1 says, and Paul says, "What? Of which I am chief." And it is through the name of Jesus that we are saved. You want to talk about names, and we looked at all these names of God. There are specific verses in the scriptures that talk about the power and the name of Jesus. He is the only name by which we are saved. In fact, that is clearly written in Acts chapter 4. Listen real closely to this. In verse 12, it says, "Neither is there salvation in any other." There's no salvation anywhere else. "For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." What is that name? It is the name of Jesus. It's the only name whereby we can be saved. John chapter 20 verse 31 says that believing ye might have life through his name. It is through the name of Jesus. We are saved because of the sacrifice, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And you must repent of your sins this morning. You must repent of your sins if you've never trusted in him. And you must call upon what? The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. This also reveals his power. He shall save. Jesus, the name of Jesus, not only shows us Yahweh's salvation, not only shows us that it's under his name in which we are saved, but it also reveals his power. He has the power to save, folks. He has the authority. Scripture clearly teaches that Jesus has authority and power unlike any others. Demons shudder at his name when it is spoken. He has power. And in the name of Jesus, many have been healed. If you remember the scripture reading that we read, what did Jesus do? He sent forth his disciples. He sent forth his apostles out on a missionary journey. And he told them, don't go to the Gentiles or don't go to the Samaritans. Not that he would not reach those people, but that wasn't the mission he sent these men on. He sent them to the lost sheep of Israel. And they went out and they came upon houses and they spoke the message of repentance and trust in their Messiah, in their teacher, in their rabbi, the name of Jesus. And that's what their mission was. But you know, along the way of their mission and going to those houses, they were also divinely appointed to take care of some things. Did you remember what it said that they could do? It was a long list of things. It says that they could heal all manners of diseases. It says that they could cast out devils and demons. It even said in that list, I don't know if you paid much attention when we were reading it, but it even said in that list that they could raise people from the dead. And how did they do those things, folks? Did they do that on their own power, on their own authority? No. Do you know how they healed? They healed in the name of Jesus. And they continued to do that in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 3, it says, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And these were the disciples. This was not Jesus himself. These were the disciples whom Jesus freely gave the gifts to heal to. But how were they able to do it? It was through the name of Jesus, because it's through the name of Jesus we have authority and power. It's through the name of Jesus that we are healed. Now, before you start to throw stones at me and say that I'm preaching we can go out and heal people with disease, I believe that those things died off when the scriptures were completed, okay? I believe these were special revelations and powers that were given to his apostles, his disciples, in order to confirm the message that they were delivering before we had the Word of God to confirm it for us, okay? So they went by the authority and the power in the name of Jesus, and they healed people, just like Jesus healed people. You know what else they did? They delivered people. They went in, and when people had demons, they were possessed, Christ gave them power to deliver them from demons. Acts 16, verse 8 says, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And the name, and in, of course, in Mark and in the gospel I just read, it says, "In my name they shall cast out devils." In whose name? Jesus' name. He has the authority and the power to do that. He also gives us that power in prayer, too. Did you know that? John 14 says this, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in what? In my name, that will I do. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." Folks, we can call upon God, and in the name of Jesus, we can ask for things. Now, you might be sitting there and thinking I'm sounding Pentecostal, or I'm sounding like I'm charismatic. I want you to understand that we cannot let people who get carried away and take things too far to rob us of clear truths in Scripture. And all I'm trying to convey to you in truth is this, that through the name of Jesus, many people have been healed. Through the name of Jesus, many devils have been cast out. And through the name of Jesus, and continually still through the name of Jesus, we through Christ can go and ask in prayer whatever our heart desires. And God has the wisdom to give us what we desire, and also has the wisdom not to give us. But we ask in his will. If we ask in his will, in the name of Jesus, we will receive. You must believe that. So we see his power is mentioned here. He has the power to heal. He has the power to deliver. He has the power in prayer to give and to provide. We also see that the name of Jesus is preeminent among all things. In the book of Colossians, it talks about how he must be preeminent. He must be in first place. He must have the top priority. In Ephesians chapter 1, it says that he is set in his own right hand in the heavenly places above all principalities, power, might, and dominion. And every name that is named, the name of Jesus is greater and higher. And then we must remember the book of Philippians, chapter 2. "Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him" what? That's right. "Given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow." Then it goes on to say, "Every tongue will confess." Folks, Christ is preeminent. The name of Jesus is the greatest name ever to be given to someone, because he is the only one who can live up to that name. Yahweh Salvation. Jesus saves. We also know that in his name we have the very presence of God. In the book of Matthew, it talks about his church. 16, he founds his church. He says, I will build my church. I will build my ecclesia, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Chapter 18, when we have our business meeting, which we'll have this coming Wednesday, we give a peace vote of the church. And if you remember, we say, if any man has anything against one another, let him go to him, then let him take two or three, and then it goes before who? It goes before the church. But you know, in that same chapter, it says this, and many small churches find solace and comfort in these words. It says, for where two or three are gathered, in what? Anybody know what it says there? In my name. That's right. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. There I am also. Do you believe Jesus is with us this morning? I hope we've gathered in his name this morning. And I believe he's here. I believe his very presence comes down, and as we worship and we learn of him and we spend time with one another and we sing to him and we praise him, his presence fills our assembly. Where two or three are gathered, he's here too. And we're gathered in his name. But there's coming a day when, although we gather on a Wednesday and we gather on a Sunday, boy, I tell you, sometimes we need our Wednesday night services because we get beat up through the week, don't we? We get to come here and we get to gather again. Then we get beat up again Thursday through Saturday, and then we come here on Sunday morning and we find solace and refuge and comfort in the name of Jesus. Wednesdays and Sundays. But one day, we will be in his presence continually, every single day. I don't even know if we could say every day, because there's not going to be any night. There's not going to be a sun or a moon to shine. His presence and his glory will shine forth through all the city and all eternity. So I don't even know that there will be a day, because it will be one continuous day in which we will gather and we will be in heaven for all of eternity and worshiping. And guess what? Where two or three are gathered, there he will be also here on earth. But folks, one day there will be a number which no man can number gathered together, and he will be in the very midst of them. And by the name of Jesus, we will worship and enjoy his presence forever and ever in heaven. That's what heaven is. The last thing I want to mention is his name. His name reveals his person of who he is. It reveals his power. It reveals his purpose. Reveals his presence with us. But it also reveals his promises. There are some great promises about the name of Jesus. The book of Acts chapter 2, which is very misconstrued, but it says, repent and be baptized. Repent! And after you repent and are justified, then you're baptized. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins. You are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And this great promise is given to each and every one of us, and I hope that you've proclaimed, I hope that you've laid hold to this promise. But if you haven't, I want you to hear me very clearly. This is the promise that you need more than anything else. This is a promise that is given of God that is greater than any riches that you could ever obtain on this earth. And the greatest promise is this: though we are sinners, though we are unworthy, though we deserve and are on our way to eternal punishment and death, we have a promise that says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I encourage you this very hour, call upon the name of Jesus and be saved. Call upon his name. From the cradle to the cross, from the resurrection to the throne, the name of Jesus is head and shoulders above every name. His person is God in the flesh. His purpose was to save his people. His power is to heal and deliver, provide. His preeminence is his name is above every name. His presence is wherever his name is lifted up and two or three are gathered. His promise is that whoever calls upon him shall be saved. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms may all pass away, but there's something about that name. Jesus is the express image of God the Father on earth. Now, we're almost done, but I want to conclude this series by saying this. Jesus, the book of Hebrews, very clearly says that he is the express image, which means he is the carbon copy. He is God in the flesh. He is the Godhead in bodily form on this earth, is Jesus, when he walked here. And now in heaven, he's still the Godhead in bodily form in heaven, risen again. But every attribute and every thing that is attributed to God the Father is attributed to the Son as well. And so very quickly, I want you to know that the name of Elohim, the royal we, talking about all authority and power and royalty, is given to Jesus because he has all authority. Adonai, which means Lord, Jesus Christ is our true and good master. El Shaddai, God Almighty, it is Jesus who upholds all things with his hand. Yahweh, I am, the name of God. It is Jesus who we've studied very recently in the Gospel of John chapter 8, says before Abraham was, I am. And he equates himself and he is Yahweh. Jehovah Jireh, God provides. If you look at the life of Jesus, he provided all the time. He fed with loaves and fishes, and he continues to provide for his people today. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord heals. It is Jesus who went about healing all manners of sicknesses and diseases and casting out demons, and even in his name he gave his disciples the authority and power to do so. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is our banner, and it is under the name of Jesus Christ that we stand. And folks, it is under the name of the Jesus Christ that I am prepared to stand up and to fight for that which is right. Not by physical harm to others, but by standing for what is truth in the Word of God, regardless of what happens to us. Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord sanctifies. It is under the name of Jesus Christ that we are sanctified and we strive to become more and more like Jesus. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jesus is our peace. He is our peace between us and a holy and just God. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Jesus is my righteousness. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord, my shepherd, it is Jesus who is the great shepherd of the sheep. Jehovah Shema, the Lord is there. It is Jesus who will never leave us or forsake us. He is always there. And Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies. One day it is Jesus who will ride on a horse of white, coming forth with his armies, the whole hosts of heaven, and he will conquer and he will reign forever and ever. as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That is the name of Jesus. What have you done with this name? You can ignore it. You can misuse it. You can blaspheme it. You can worship it. But you can't escape the name of Jesus. And one day, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. I pray that you make that day now, that you call upon the name of Jesus, the name of names, the Lord of Lords. Repent of your sins. Believe and be saved.